What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't get it to go, and now we dribble it out. This series is now 3-1 in favor of the New York Knicks, as the Boston Celtics have themselves one loss away from elimination.
I mean, they're a good offensive team, so I think a lot of it had to do with the rebounding and the transition because of our offensive execution at times. And their guys stepped up. They made plays today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a somber, sullen Tuesday afternoon in Boston.
Yeah, all the S words. Yep.
Yeah, all the S words.
You can't say.
Absolutely.
You can't say.
Sucks and other things. Boston Celtics lose 121-113 to the New York Knicks.
Was that really the loss, though?
No, it was not. Whether you want to look at insult, injury, or the whole damn combined night that just sucked, it really fell off the rails. And I feel bad for Jason Tatum. Obviously, Jason Tatum limps off. Jason Tatum reacted to what I think we all believe is a severe Achilles injury, probably a long-term injury. He did react in a way that Stiz didn't care for, in a unique fashion, and it did catch my eye as well. I have never, Fitzy, seen someone do like the pinwheel. Like he used the other foot to push in a circle around, like he's one of those little, those pinwheels that you put in the wind or whatever that kids play with. And I've never seen that before. He reacted, and I don't know if it was a mental reaction, a physical pain reaction.
Break dancing,
whatever the hell he was doing. But that was a strange visual to see. And then to see teammates just kind of skulking around the court and realizing the game is over. You know, they would never voice this, but the season is over.
Hey, I didn't hear no bell.
The run might be over. I mean, you're talking, we in a second, a split second, a split freakish injury second, went from talking about dynasties and keeping the squad together to pursue three in a row and off to, I'm scrolling through Twitter and some podcast popped up live on my feed, Jeff Goodman and somebody else, the 68th podcast or something. And the first thing I hear is, wow, Celtics got a tank to try to go the Mavs route and get a relatively high chance to win the lottery because they need young talent because the roster's old and expensive. And I'm like, holy crap, we didn't even get the MRI yet, and we're blowing the damn roster up, according to national basketball podcasts and analysts. But that's where we are. Everything changed last night, late in that game, with Jason Tatum in the midst of what I thought was going to be a special game, because really, he was kind of, there were 1.5 Celtics that showed up, Fitzy. I thought Derek White was really good early on, and Tatum tried to put the team on his back, tried to get in a shootout with Brunson, had 42 points, you know, had a chance to really put forth an iconic game. And then, boom, the injury happens, in part because Butterfingers Brown couldn't control the basketball.
Well, he also kind of got, he couldn't. He also kind of got run into. But what happened, there are so many different things that led to where the game ultimately ended up. And once again, The thing that the Celtics did in game three that helped them assert themselves offensively all the way through the game was they were the more physical team. They were better at rebounding. They didn't get pushed off their spot. They were first to the ball. There seemed to be a real drive, a real motivation in game three. Now cut to game four, and the Celtics started out hot. Derek White, 4-for-4 in his first four threes. Jason Tatum ending the period, just making it rain from all over the court. They, again, were asserting themselves. And then it felt like, I mean, they went into the half with an 11-point lead. If you maintain that, lose a few, put a few more on it, great. Like, oh, it's tied up. We're going back to Boston the way it was meant to be. Let alone the fact that last night could or should have been the game that they lost and they should have been going home 3-1. It was what it was. And then the third quarter started and playoff Brunson reared his head and the Knicks rallied behind him and the Celtics started playing hero ball.
Yep.
And they went back into that same damn shell that they did in games 1 and 2. What they like in there? What's in that turtle shell? What makes them so happy? I have no idea. Why do they like it in that cave of sadness? Because they go back in there and they lose their defensive aggressiveness and they get beat to the spot on the ball and the Knicks are the better rebounding team. And then next thing you know, there's a little bit of physical bump, Butterfingers Brown, Tatum lunges the wrong way, and we could be looking at anything from a severely sprained ankle to an Achilles tear that would have him out for a year of baseball in a move that we all agreed in our text and or email chains could be a giant NBA. Like last night, the entire NBA landscape changed all over the place. Celtics from contender to a team people think may have to give it up and get in the lottery. Giannis wants to go somewhere else. And then Dallas, are you kidding me, Andy? That was the word I would use to describe last night was seismic.
Seismic. I would agree with that. And the first thing that jumped into my mind was for a comparison that changed so many things, because I think you are dead on. NBA-wise, Boston sports-wise, Boston Celtics-wise, Tatum-wise, Brown-wise, there are so many layers to what changed last night. The closest thing I could think of was when Trent Green got hurt with the Rams and Kurt Warner took over and a dynasty that wasn't expected was born and then wasn't born and then Kurt Warner.
We got a grocery boy on the roster?
Like, I don't know. And I'm saying, like, weird things happen because you all remember Dick Vermeil crying about Trent Green's injury and thinking the season was over.
He cries at the opening of a mall.
He does. He's a little like my wife, but that's the closest thing, because I just think if you go back and look at what the Rams did, Dick Vermeil, Mike Martz, a Super Bowl, like there were so many historic sort of offshoots from the day that Trent Green got hurt. That
Which is why the Rams owe one to Rodney Harrison.
What?
Rodney Harrison took out Trent Green's knees.
Okay. So yeah, that would be my closest. There were Hall of Fame, championship, dynasty ramifications from that one injury. That's what this feels like. I don't know where the Celtics are going tomorrow night. I know where everybody should be going pregame, and that's to Scores 2-6 to see WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, Scal, Mego, whoever stops by. We're going to be previewing this game that I think is still very winnable, and I even would suggest maybe I think the Celtics are going to win. Like, I think there's going to be some fired the head coach, lost the superstar kind of bump in emotion that the Celtics will actually win tomorrow night. I'm confident of that. Where it goes from there, though, after tomorrow night, when we're down at Scores, I have no idea. I think everything is in the... Oh, I forgot to throw in case not all of this was enough, Fitzy, there's going to also be an ownership change in the midst of Jason Tatum rehabbing and coming back and whatever he's doing and the money and all these other things. So last night was a massive night in Boston sports history, Boston Celtics history, and NBA history. And I think it was received as such. If you sort of hear some of the talk around the basketball world, and we should mention, we are awaiting news and update. Jason Tatum's supposed to have an MRI today.
I can't do another analysis or diagnosis from a Twitter doctor. I need Shams to just come out with the hard, straight facts. That it's a break, it's a tear, it's a strain, it's a sprain. I just need to know. And I did read last night. I'm going to go back to the same sources that I said I don't want to cite or read anymore. But most of them said, like, if it's an Achilles tear, it's just like with the ACL. You know how there's like that little test where they push it and they go,
yeah.
Yep. Like, we'll put you in the MRI machine, but we know. Same
formality.
Thing for an Achilles. Yep. It's a formality, right?
So that is, and I heard Jones bring this question up earlier, is this perceived delay we have, and for all we know, there's not actually a delay. You know, they travel, they do whatever. He had a 2:00, 3:00 MRI schedule. There's no delay. It just seems like a long time in the world of professional sports to be awaiting big time news on one of the top 3 to 5 players in your league in the postseason. We're just such an urgent society that it feels like we have this news. But if there is a delay, do you think the delay, does the type of person you are, does that lead you optimistic or pessimistic? Worst case scenario, best case scenario?
It leaves me how I've been feeling since about 9:37 last night, dead inside.
See, I'm the opposite. I think a delay is actually good. Like, I think he tore his Achilles. Just mm-hmm. watching it, I thought he tore his Achilles. I thought it was one of those freak things. Boom, it's done. And he knew it. We knew it. They knew it. But it almost makes me wonder, did they run an MRI and the doc's like, hey, I know you were spinning around like a pinwheel and bawling your mm-hmm. eyes out, but your Achilles is attached. Like, so what hurts so much? Like, what are you like?
Well,
that
break
was
a bone and let it be a 4-month heal. And then it's like Jason Tatum will be back in November. And then all of a sudden it's like, OK, you know, this next season isn't off and we don't have to like blow it all up. But that said, Andy, I have been thinking about this for the last several hours.
Tomorrow who's third?
What's that?
Who's third? Because these things come in trios. You've always,
no,
I was been taught by
no,
my grandparents.
God.
Tristan Casas, Jason Tatum. If I'm Drake May, I'm not moving. I'm just standing till somebody else gets hurt. I'm not moving. I'm just wrapping me in bubble wrap.
The chances of the Red Sox making the postseason after Tanner Houck went out last night and served up a Johnny Maggiano special against the freaking Tigers.
Don't
take solace in the Red Sox if you're a hurt Celtics fan, folks.
Tanner Houck is the one person who should be like, thanks, Tatum. He actually took a little heat off me because if anybody checked what I did last night, it was awful.
Wow, it was super bad. But I've been thinking about this the last couple hours, Andy. Like, okay, so Brown had a bad game last night.
Yes.
Most of the Celtics.
I can acknowledge that.
White. Yep. I didn't say it was a referendum on you and your passion for your guy, Jaylen Brown.
Wait till the great one he has tomorrow night. Woo!
Well, see, here's the thing. Tomorrow night is an incredible, like, of course they would rather have Tatum. He had just tied the franchise record for the most 40-point postseason games. He was at 42. He's probably going to get a 50-burger. I mean, the kid was playing out of his mind. Yeah, one or two bad long threes because the rest of the team wasn't doing anything but standing around. And like, the team went into freaking expectation mode as in, we'll stand around and watch. We'll admire Tatum.
Yep.
We expect him to carry us. Like, no, move, get ready. How about an offensive rebound? How about get open? Or somebody set a freaking pick for him. Anyway, tomorrow night, amazing opportunity for all whoever the starting five is. Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, who when the minutes go up, the points go up, and the Celtics play better. You know, I know they're 9-2 without Tatum this year. Most of those games were not against great teams, but whatever. They already won one in the postseason without him. They're going to have to try to win at least 3 more without him. This is an awesome opportunity for the rest of that team, and especially for Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla, who I like to call Montessori Mazzulla, Mr. Let's let the adults out there figure it out. If you are cracked up to be the coach of this team, if you can find some sort of defensive scheme, if you can find a way to get this team to tap into a new level, a new depth of their darkness, this is the time. This is where everybody, like, you know, hard time. What's the whole line? Hard times, you know, hard times don't last. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Now it's time for the Celtics to prove that they're tough. Now it's time for Joe Mazzulla to prove that he can, quote, get up like he yelled to Tatum in the Orlando series. This is a massive moment for coach and the rest of the team.
And also people learning from their mistakes. Good call by Mazzulla to not yell get up in this situation, to have the awareness of what was going on, to like just kind of let it play out, see what happens. But I agree with you. So I've heard all year that the Celtics have the best roster in basketball, the deepest roster in basketball. Last mm-hmm. week I heard, or was that earlier? When did we talk to Scal when he was laughing about the talent difference between the two teams?
Like, last Wednesday.
Okay, so you're that much better than everybody. You're that talented from 1-8, 1-9, whatever you want to call it. Okay. You lost your best player. That's unfortunate. And I get he is your best player. That's an accepted fact. Jason Tatum's your best player. Well, you have an all-star and finals MVP, Eastern Finals MVP in Jaylen Brown. You have Olympians in White and Holiday. You have Porzingis, who's been an all-star, who's been a main man, leading figure kind of guy. You got Al Horford.
Kind of a waterlogged corpse these days.
Okay, but we can make all the excuses we want, and I think a lot of people are going to put this on Jaylen Brown, and I do believe he has to step up. A team has to have a leader. A team has to have a best player. It's like my belief you have to have an ace and a closer and all those things. So they need to show up at the game tomorrow night realizing this is now Jaylen Brown's basketball team. For as long as they keep playing without Tatum, this is Jaylen Brown's basketball team. But that doesn't mean it's only on Jaylen Brown. You can't stand around the way you stand around watching Tatum do his thing, dribble, dribble, sidestep, backstep, shoot a three. It's a different challenge they face, but they should relish the challenge of showing their depth and versatility. A guy like Derek White, who has made comments about like, yeah, you know, it's fun to show up and score 30, and I realize, you know, that's not always my role. Well, guess what? It might be more your role now. Show up and score 30. Help Jaylen Brown. Because I don't think Jaylen Brown can outscore the Knicks or the Pacers or the other teams. He has a certain style and limitations of basketball. I also believe Jaylen Brown is hurt. I think we saw that last night. He went up for a dunk and kind of got blocked by the rim on an easy situation. He doesn't have the lift.
Weren't there.
Yeah, no. I think the lift is absent. He's doing the best he can. I don't think he's as cocky and as arrogant as he was in the postseason last year. I think that's a byproduct of the injury. But this is an absolute opportunity for this team that I was told to start the season. I was arguing with Arcand. We were debating down at the Garden. Could this be the greatest basketball team the Celtics have ever had? Could this compare to the 86 Celtics? Could this be that good, that talented? Okay, go show it.
Yeah, or is this all karma from trying to rain 10,000 threes on the Knicks to set a record on opening night?
Wow, you really took that in a dark place. No, I don't think this is karma. I think everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets hurt. I was actually talking brag to my neighbor about this across the stone wall this morning. I get a stone wall. Brag.
I was just thinking that.
Sick.
Is that next to the moat that you have in front of your house too?
Stop it. And
the three-headed hydra that protects the house.
haven't we just accepted that pretty much everyone not named LeBron gets hurt? Like in this day, like we've seen all the stars get hurt. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterbacks in football. It just, and I don't, and this is not a side
topic. Most of them have, most of them, Peyton Manning obviously had to go out and then, you know, go over and get pig DNA put in his neck and have his wife, allegedly somebody, get sent HGH.
Yeah, so this is modern athletics. They're bigger, faster, stronger. Sometimes you get too big for your tendons and ligaments and all that. Now it's Jason Tatum's turn to show that he can come back from this, just like a lot of guys have. It's still a major injury, and he's got a massive challenge to come back from. But while he's doing that, assuming, again, we're awaiting news on the MRI and what is actually reported, Shum Sharania, if you're out there somewhere, could you please maybe update us on exactly what's going on with Jason Tatum? But the flip side is, while he's got the opportunity to prove he can come back and still have a great 10-year career post-injury, something like this, the Boston Celtics, that I was told has the deepest, best basketball team in the NBA, has a chance to, I also forgot to mention, they don't have to go through star-studded teams. They're far more talented than the Knicks, I was told, so then go out and beat the Knicks. You're far more talented than the Pacers, so go out and beat the Pacers. Like, the murderer's row might not be there.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. Andy, look at the roster right now. Save for Jason Tatum, who was obviously finally elevating his game up to where he brought it in the Orlando series, if not beyond it, to this is what Tatum does when the team really needs him most level. Who else has elevated their game this postseason?
Nobody.
Honestly.
Nobody. And I would
maybe Derek White sometimes.
Yeah, but I can't get a sometimes. This is, you know, postseason.
He did get kind of, like Brunson kind of ate a little bit of his breakfast last night on defense.
And I think Drew Holiday's just flat out had a bad series. I don't think he's looked very good out there.
He looks like he drank from the wrong grail.
And he doesn't have the virus to fall back on. Right, we got Porzingis. We would be talking about how poorly he's played and how poorly he's been available, but he's got this virus thing hanging over his head, and that gives him sort of a built-in excuse. But pretty much everybody has been worse than we expected, whether it's shooting, defense, energy, the whole thing. Yes, Dan Ball.
Going to make it a lot easier for Bill Chisholm to get rid of him, right?
That could be. So 617-779-7937. We are reacting to the Celtics' loss 121-113. They are now down 3-1 in the series to the Knicks, coming back to Boston tomorrow night. Jason Tatum suffered what appeared to be a serious lower leg Achilles-type injury, was carted off, was in a wheelchair, very emotional after the game. Stiz, he was not crying. Well, he might have been crying, but I would be crying too. If my future was in doubt and my season was over, I'd be crying too. I'm actually okay with that. It's the breakdancing pinwheel at midcourt that I found a little bit weird. We can get more into that if you want. We're reacting to the injury. We're reacting to the loss, and then we're looking forward. Where do the Celtics go from here? Who starts on Wednesday night? Can they win on Wednesday night to extend the series? And what does this mean big picture? Have we seen the last of this version of the Boston Celtics? There are a lot of questions and not a lot of answers with the Celtics right now. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls, talk all about that next. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hot take artist on First Take right there. It's funny, Fitzy, I missed a couple weeks ago all these people telling me how good the Knicks were and the Knicks were going to win the title. Now they're up 3-1, Jason Tatum's hurt, and the Knicks are going to win. How about what the Pacers are doing to the Cavaliers? Is that not more than just a slight speed bump in the way of the Knicks? I think the Pacers have been pretty damn impressive the way they're playing basketball.
How about the way the Nuggets have responded by surviving their opening round series without a freaking head coach? Jokic taking on the world, doing a damn good job of it, and now whittling it down to a best of three against the best team in basketball, who had a historically great season. I mean, if the Nuggets get by, who the hell, if the Nuggets get by the Thunder?
Thunder, Ted.
Then
Ted's not here.
He's listening. He appreciated that. I know he's listening, and I know he appreciated Thunder. But why would you go against the Nuggets? Like, the easy with the hyperbole perk. Like, I didn't disagree that whoever won a game a few games ago may win the series. This is a touch hyperbolic.
I just think, I mean, this is just me. Perk can have his opinion, and I think he does a great job of making sure his opinions are noteworthy, let's just say.
Opinions are like neighbors, taxes, and blank holes. We've all got them.
I'm pretty sure I'll be picking the Pacers in that series against the Knicks. I think the Pacers are a better all-around basketball team right now.
I know who I'll be rooting for as well.
What would that be?
Not the Knickerbockers.
Yes. But I'll also probably be picking, if the Knicks beat the Pacers, I'll probably be picking the Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals. I don't think I'll be picking the Knicks to win the Finals. I don't think they've played very well. I don't know why we're getting all excited about the Knicks.
They had a good second half yesterday. That's the best basketball they've played. Whoopty effing do.
So far, they've blown. I mean, they've had to come back from 2 20-point leads. No, easy, Dan Ball. I paused after the word blown. It's okay. It's not a dirty word. Balloons can be blown up. Lots of things can be blown up, Dan. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I didn't say a word.
You, but you
I
gave
would
me
just
a
like
look.
It to be known I did not say
you
a word.
You know who it hasn't been a nightmare for? The New York Bockers.
Nope, we're not doing that. We're moving right on from that. She had a slip of the tongue on national television that was unfortunate and that I heard live, and it definitely piqued my attention. But we're moving on from that. We did her the justice of bleeping that out to not continue to spread the slip of the tongue.
That didn't work out, so.
No, that was not great for her. But this idea that suddenly this Knicks team is a great team, they haven't played well. Jalen Brunson is a closer. Jalen Brunson is a good player. Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know what he did to the officials, but he cannot buy a call. I have never seen a player be more mistreated on a team I'm not rooting for. So I do not have a rooting interest in this. And I think Karl Anthony Towns has been screwed throughout the entirety of this series. Every time I look up, he's getting fouled, thrown to the floor, and they're like, nope, nothing to see here. Ball's going the other way. Celtics basketball. So they've been bad. I think the Knicks have been bad, and they're up 3-1, and they're going to win the series. We'll see where it goes from there.
Wait a sec. Okay, hold on.
Yes.
It's not over till it's over.
That's true.
I'm actually.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
As Rambo would say.
I am as excited for them. I was super excited for last night's game, and I was fired up at halftime. I loved everything I was seeing. And then it all went south.
Yeah, it wasn't great after that.
Nah, it wasn't.
Should have shut it off. If you had gone to bed, you would have gone to bed happy.
I know.
And they tell you to never go to bed angry.
I read to one of the kids at halftime, and I probably just should have fallen asleep in bed with him.
Llama, llama, red pajama. Celtics win. Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I do love Llama Llama.
But anyway, I always love the reading with the kids is a nice, I love.
Good Night Moon? That's another classic.
I got a lot of the good nights. So many good nights. Last night, not such a good night. Anyway, it's not over. I'm as excited for tomorrow night, not just because we have a live broadcast near the Garden. People need to bring some of that big green energy tomorrow night. You have called out Celtics fans. You have said, it's a little quiet.
It's a great
point. Sitting on our hands a little. We might be guilty of a little entitled town expectations. You guys should make that place 5 times louder. If they win tomorrow night, I'm not saying clog up the areas around the Garden the way that those World War Z Knickerbocker zombies did last night on 7th Avenue and 33rd Street. My God, people, wait till you win a freaking series or get to the championship. But holy smokes, make some noise tomorrow night, folks. Do not treat tomorrow night like a funeral.
That is a great point. Up your game. Where you as a fan are expecting Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday and Peyton Pritchard to up their game. Jaylen Brown, up his game, or at least clean up his game. Get rid of the turnovers. Play a little bit tighter style of basketball. Well, look in the mirror. You bring your A game to the Garden tomorrow. You do that rising tide lifts all boats things and be 10% better as a fan at the Garden tomorrow. That's a great job. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines now. Paul in Westfield, what's your reaction to the situation the Celtics find themselves in after this Tatum injury?
Well, dead inside, like Fitzy said, and then I sat back and my emotions was subsided by what hearing. You brought up a huge point. The Knicks aren't playing that good. In fact, considering we didn't have Holiday and Derek White was absent by default, you notice Jalen hit the rim and Porzingis is sick. And our only shooter got injured. And basically, the bottom fell out. But here's the flip side of that. Pritchard and Hauser, the young people, and the backup bench, I would hope by now that our coach, Masuda, has learned to tell that Porzingis is sick and Jalen Brown is injured and put in players that at least have the potential. And young and streaky they are, but you catch him in the right, what you call, frame of mind and physical capability, and they get on a hot streak, there's no reason why we can't beat Brunson, because that is the Knicks, Brunson. And if we can just handle that and have offense and rebound, there's no reason we can't win. And the funniest part is, you know, you have numbers where it's like he's 6'2 and 240 or 6'8 and 300. And whether it's 300 or 220, is it positioning the timing and where you are with the ball to get the best shot and opportunity.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. I don't agree with you. I don't think they need to empty the bench. I think they need to get a little bit better play out of some of their big guns. I also think you're being a little disrespectful to the Knicks. I don't think they've played overly well, but Mikal Bridges had 23 points last night.
That was a sneaky 23.
Ananobi had 20 points last night. Karl-Anthony Towns had 23 last night. Jalen Brunson had 39. They had four guys with 20-plus points last night. That's part of why they won. Now, obviously,
Ananobi plays so well against the Celtics.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He is.
And you know, Brunson's the closer. Brunson's the guy that stirs that drink that is the Knicks. But I think we're kind of sleeping on, you know, I think Josh Hart is a scrappy, impactful player in the style of play. He can frustrate people. He's not going to score necessarily a ton of points each and every game out there. But I think the Knicks, it's weird. So now I'm torn. Perk says the Knicks are going to win the title. I think he's crazy. I think he's overrating the Knicks. And then we get Paul in Westfield call in and basically says, put your backups in. That's all you need to beat the Knicks. And I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I also would argue that they have been better coached. I think Tibbs has been the better coach in this series. And that is not necessarily what I expected, for whether it's drawing up end-of-game plays or not calling timeouts or reacting to the situations. I think Tibbs has done a pretty good job with his basketball team.
Yeah, he has. He's pulled all the right levers. He's pushed all the right buttons. Unfortunately, Mazzulla has not been able to do that. Now, again, Mazzulla can say, I don't take the shots. I just get, you know, try to give them the chance to execute the game plan. It's the player's play. He can pull a card right out of the deck of his favorite coach, Bill Belichick, and say, you know, coach is coach, players play. But has he done any one thing you think, save for like the Hakimich, which has intermittently worked,
also
that
annoying,
has been advantage Mazzulla? I hate that too. Just play
no
freaking basketball.
Now, I give him credit to some degree. They're sticking to who they are. They're sticking to what got them a title last year, what got them to where they are now, what made them a good basketball team. There was a lot of noise, speaking of Bill Belichick, early in this series about, you know, shooting less threes, take it to the rim. Like, they're going to play their style basketball. Mm-hmm. I think Tatum did that to some degree last night. And that annoys people when it doesn't work out, and they love it when it does work out. That's why I think he was in the midst of an elite Tatum game. You know, with a 40-plus point effort. Mm-hmm. If he gets the win last night, we're remembering that as a potential fork in the road for this postseason. You got back in the series with the Knicks. You took care of business. Maybe that leads to a title. You know, you put the team on your shoulders. Nobody else was good. It didn't work out that way. And then people fixate on, well, he was doing step-back threes. Yeah, he's been doing step-back threes for 8 years that he's been in Boston, or however the hell long he's been
in
Boston.
Where have people been? Like, that's nothing new.
That's like saying, well, Roger Clemens fell in love with his fastball. Well, yeah, that's kind of what he throws. Nolan Ryan, they throw fastballs. If he gives up a home run on his fastball, he's going down with what he
Josh
believes.
Josh McDaniels called a draw play followed by a screen. Yeah, it's because that's what Josh McDaniels used to do. New McDaniels coming, by the way. All hope. Patriots, you're our only hope.
Josh McDaniels is skinny. I don't know if he went on Awaken 180 or just took care of himself with the year off. And it's like, when you're not the president, you can kind of relax and stop the aging process.
He's a new guy, man. I'm telling
you. A year away was good for Josh McDaniels. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Brian and Bill Ricca. What are your thoughts on the way this series is playing out, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to tap in on the point where you said Tibbs is out-coaching Mazzulla.
Yep.
And I agree with that. The one thing I notice is, like, the defense with the big man, like, when Al is consistently getting caught up at the top of the key, and then you have smaller guards like Derek White getting posted up on by Cat and Tart. Like, you just need to play the big man down low, and you won't get beat so much down low. Just wanted to know what you guys think.
All right, thanks for the call, Brian. That is going to be one of the questions, is lineup moving forward, Fitzy. I mean, Tatum's a starter. Tatum plays 48 minutes, basically.
Yeah, you just lost four. You have to make up 42 minutes tomorrow night.
Peyton Pritchard is your sixth man. So theoretically, if you pull one out, they all slide up a spot. Peyton Pritchard is now a starter. I don't know if you do that. I don't know if you go with multiple bigs. Porzingis in his health, I don't know. Do you not want to start him? Do you want to start him? Is he healthier? I know his comments, it got lost in the Tatum injury. Porzingis' comments are that he felt better than he's felt. Even though he didn't play well, he felt his conditioning and his wind or whatever was better than it's been. So maybe
he's not trying his he's not trying his logo threes either right now, which tells you that he doesn't feel like he's got like his bearings very well.
So that's another question we add to the pile here. We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Porzingis, is he healthy enough to start? Is he the change you make in the starting lineup? We'll get to that and much more. And we also have to get to Two for Tuesday. Be caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which was given out on the Greg Hill Show this morning from Paradise, I'm told, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 20th. Right now, 617-931-0937. You give us the code word, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Celtics-Mets like it's 1986 all over again. Stick around. More calls, more opinions on the Celtics here on WEEI Afternoon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Seems like the Sharks are circling Joe Mazzulla and the job he's doing. I will say, Colin Cowherd, you know what else Joe Mazzulla probably has in his bag? His world championship ring. He'll pull it out on the golf course and show it to you sometime. So before we put Tibbs in Springfield as a Hall of Fame coach, I don't mean to play the Fitzy Stiz side of the street like superfan, but have some respect to the man. He won the NBA title last year. Is that a dream? Did that not actually happen? Okay.
No, they won.
So he's got a ring.
People are still going to make all the noise that they want to, though, from outside of New England about like, well, did they have to really beat a healthy team? Was there a complete squad? I know.
So I'll say that about the Knicks when they close this series out. Did you beat a healthy Celtics team? No, you didn't, because Tatum's not going to be out there. You know, you play the game that's in front of you. You play the team that's in front of you. You play the stars that are in front of you, and it's hard to win a title. The one thing I kept coming back to, Fitzy, last night when I watched that Tatum injury, and I'm saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There was one man's name in my head, and it wasn't Tatum. Started with a T. Terp. Justin Turpin.
Oh.
Six straight NBA champions have failed to get out of the second round. Looks like it could be seven. Right?
And seven.
That's all I could think of. And just wanted to go back and be a little bit maybe optimistic on my negative approach earlier that these things come in threes. Tristan Casas blows out his patella tendon. Jason Tatum suffered whatever injury he suffered. maybe McAvoy kicked it off. Maybe McAvoy was the first of the three superstars in Boston sports. Well, Casas, I would not a superstar as your starting first baseman. But maybe you're not buying that?
No,
that
he, stars. I don't know. It's a long break.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a divide, a long stint, we'll say.
Yeah,
I don't know how these things work, though. I don't know how the laws of nature work and all these things. I'm just trying to be optimistic and not have everybody sitting around waiting
for another injury. Finally finished off the injury trinity. I appreciate the effort, but I don't know. I still feel like there's another shoe to drop. By the way, just perusing and coursing over the socials during the break, Andy, you've got SportsCenter 5 and Duke Castiglione saying an NBA source. They've gone public with it, so, and they're a local news station and news organization, has gone public saying an NBA source told them it is definitely an Achilles injury for Tatum. Now, we all assume that, but now sort of hearing some verification on that doesn't make me feel any better. Then you got Shams, perhaps that audio is being efforted, I don't know, but he provided an update recently on SportsCenter saying the organization is bracing for, quote, the worst.
Yeah, I think we all are. I think every single person watching that, man, woman, and child, was bracing for the worst. And you don't need to be a doctor.
There's a lot of broken little hearts out there, Andy. Not to go sports dad here for a second, but there's really going to be a lot of sad kids.
There are, but this is also an opportunity. As we said earlier, it's an opportunity for the Boston Celtics to try to come back, write their own story without Tatum, and it's an opportunity for Tatum to write his story about redemption. And I go back to almost everybody in professional sports these days, Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, some of the greats we've seen here in New England, had major injuries that they had to come back from. And if you want to go to basketball, Kevin Durant or AD or, you know.
Durant was 30 when that happened.
Yeah, and that's my point. Jason Tatum has a decade left in his basketball career. A decade or more left in his basketball career when he comes back from whatever this injury may be.
He just has to go join the Warriors, and then he can win a couple championships.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to James in Exeter. James, what are your thoughts on this Celtics-Knicks series?
Hey, I was just talking about how I think we're putting a lot of weight on Tatum. I think, personally, that we can still get a good win without Tatum here. And, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, James. Yeah, I don't think...
James, don't spend so long thinking about what you're going to say on the radio next time.
Yeah, that was... You know how we accuse people of being scripted callers? That was definitely unscripted. I definitely think he just winged it.
What if, what if the sun just stayed out longer? Then we could actually, be warmer.
So, yeah. No, I haven't given up.
Oh, double rainbow. Whoa.
I have not given up the possibility that they could advance. I certainly have not given up the possibility that they could win the game tomorrow night. I guess if you really put a gun to my head.
I'm rallying up, man. I'm fired up. Granted, it's going to be difficult to pay attention to this pivotal, potentially franchise-altering game because you got the friggin' NFL schedule release. Can we just move that a night? Can they just...
How about not have it? How about just send out an email? This TV show could have been an email. That's how that works.
That's a great TV show.
Send out the email with the schedule, and let's move on and watch actual sports with Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Kristaps Porzingis, and the new-look Celtics looking to whoop the Knicks to keep this series rolling and to keep this postseason rolling. I'm not giving anything up.
Our timelines are going to be an absolute tire fire tomorrow night, Hart.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Boston Celtics. What do you think they can do post-Tatum? Who needs to step up besides my guy, Jaylen Brown?
Shireman!
Does Joe Mazzulla have a newfound weight on his shoulders as this postseason continues to unfold? But up next, it's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means two things. It means Ted Johnson, of course, and it means a three-point stance time where I'm going to tell you why this is really, really good news for Jaylen Brown fans. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.